was he wearing? Well, he was wearing a red Argyle sweater and tan trousers and red shoes. No, he's not retarded.
Hello and welcome to another Surviving Grady podcast. My name is Red. I'm flying solo today. Denton is it's Saturday, so he's very likely sleeping one off. And this is actually kind of a special edition podcast. In honor of the Project Cupid event that's going on today in Boston, we decided to play some highlights from our recent interview with Heidi Wadney. Hopefully you read the post. Heidi talked about the event and her participation. But she talked about a few other things, and we just decided to play some highlights from that recording here. So it's kind of a bonus podcast, if you will. We just had a new edition a couple of days ago. Now here's a special weekend podcast. We hope you enjoy it, and if you don't, we'll certainly give you money back. Despite the fact that I know it's a job, it's something you do, you had a job in Fresno, you came to Boston, now you're going to be going somewhere else, but are there things that at least you'll take with you, a miss about being in this market as well, or things you'll, at least some things that made an impact on you that you'll miss when you're somewhere else?
Oh, I already miss it. I mean, just all the talk of spring training and the new roster, and, you know, I was there when Bobby Valentine was introduced, and I was already regretting not coming back because you aren't a part of the organization and the town for 4 years without it just, you know, becoming a total part of your life. So I still follow all the Red Sox news. I'm still keeping them. In fact, I probably will end up making a trip to spring training to see the new JetBlue Park because I've heard amazing things about it. And, and just to kind of see everyone, see the TV crew, see Jerry and Don, see the players, see, you know, I just feel like when you become as immersed in the Red Sox culture and the Red Sox family as I was for 4 years, it's not just something you pick up and leave and never look back. I feel like I will always be a part of that family. Like, it's always going to be a part of me, at least. It was a big part of my life and so many wonderful experiences and memories. People have asked me before, oh, what's your greatest memory? And I really cannot come up with one because there's so many different experiences and memories that I got to have with that job, and I'm just so fortunate.
And you're going to be covering the Lakers now, correct? That's what you're going to be doing out there in
I'm actually still not supposed to say.
Okay, all right.
I do have a job. I have a contract. I've had one since before I announced my decision to leave Nesson, and the company does not want me to say yet because they want to make a big announcement of their own. So it's unfortunate because I feel really bad because everyone keeps asking me every day, and I'd love to be able to tell people, but I'm just not supposed to. So got to do what the boss says, right?
Exactly. Whoever's writing the checks, you got to do it.
But right.
Despite the fact that
I will start my new job. I can tell you this. I'll start my new job in March. Right now, I'm in my contract with Nesson ended on December 31st. So I agreed to take 2 months off because, you know, you go so hard and you work so much in this business that I figured, you know, 2 months of not having to answer to anybody and just to go home. And I have babysat my nieces and nephews a ton, and I'm helping my sister paint her house, and my dad's giving me free golf lessons.
That's awesome.
So I'm just kind of enjoying, I'm like having summer break right now. It's fantastic.
Now, you will be coming back to Boston for Project Cupid's Bachelor and Bachelorette auction, and that's on February 11th. And are you excited about that?
I am. I'm very excited. It was something that I heard about, like, the day of the event last year. Like, almost probably as the event was starting, someone said, oh, you should have done this. And I said, oh, what is it? And they told me, you know, it's raise money for the Jimmy Fund. And I said, oh, yeah, I'm in, sure. I would do anything for the Jimmy Fund, anything within my power. Those kids are great. And I've had the pleasure for those 4 years I was in Boston of, you know, every spring training they'd make a trip out and I'd get to play with them on the field at the spring training facilities and make a few visits to the Jimmy Fund and do the telethon with them. And those kids are just such an inspiration. And there's so many just wonderful characters, especially in those teen groups that you get to meet. And
right.
So I said, of course, I'll do it. And then, you know, circumstances happened. I'm no longer in Boston, but I said, you know, whatever I can do, if it's possible for me to be there and do it, I will. So, and you know what, the great thing is that since it's kind of different because I can't just, you know, be auctioned off and have an open-ended date, because I'm not living in Boston anymore.
Right.
I gave Linda Henry a call, and I said, hey, you know, I'm trying to put together this date that's going to be auctioned off, and it would be great if we could sweeten the pot by getting some great seats. And she said, no problem. You guys can have front row right behind home plate. And, I mean, she, without hesitation, she's a very giving woman as well and has been so kind to me in my time in Boston. And I called up Jerry's manager of his restaurant there and Jerry and said, hey, you know, we're doing this date. Can we come over and will you guys take care of us for dinner? And they said, absolutely no problem. So that's the kind of support that people have for the Jimmy Fund and kind of for each other once you become part of that Red Sox family. And that's something that I'm going to miss, but I still feel like I'm a part of.
And it's great to see people like yourself, because when someone like yourself or one of the athletes comes out and supports the Jimmy Fund or any of these Project Cupid or any of these great and very worthy charities within this city, I think it's a testament to what you folks bring to the table, because understanding that, you know, as soon as you were mentioned as a date, I mean, it's funny watching people up on Twitter, I'm going to auction my house, you know, I'm taking a second, I wrote about taking out a second mortgage, who cares, you know, this is a once-in-a-lifetime thing. But it's great because that, you know, just the fact that by your involvement, you bring it to another level and increase the opportunities for bringing even more funds in for these very important causes. And I think that's a great, that's the one thing that I think is spectacular about not just the athletes in this town, but folks like yourself and Jerry and everyone else who would get involved in these things. You know, everyone becomes, it's almost like when you're part of the Red Sox working in any arm of the organization, it's just understood that's what you do. These are worthy causes, and I want to be a part of this. It's just, I think it's great. It's defined the franchise for so long, and I think it's really spectacular. It really is a great thing.
Yeah, that's something the Red Sox really encourage. And I mean, without that, I would have wanted to get involved in something anyway, because that's just how I was raised. But the Red Sox really encourage all of their players. They have the Red Sox Foundation. They really facilitate things for their players to get involved, you know, as restricted as their time is, so that they can, you know, do things and help out. And that's wonderful. And that's just something that can't get lost in all of this. While it's very flattering that people are saying they're going to, you know, take out a second mortgage and all of that. Like,
I'm going to sell a kidney. I'm stopping at nothing here.
Sign up for some blood donor list or something.
Exactly.
But it's the great part is that we're helping out the Jimmy Fund and Project Cupid and kids with cancer. And, you know, I'm just so glad we were able to put together this great Red Sox date that hopefully can get a lot of money to help out. I think it's kind of a fun event, a fun way to do things.
Like, oh, exactly.
Auction someone off for a date. And I talked to a couple of my friends as I was trying to convince other people around town to do this, and I said, you know, what are you giving up? One night of your life to go meet a new person and enjoy, you know, someone's company for
exactly.
a night, and you're raising money for the Jimmy Fund. So
exactly.
Doesn't get any better.
You can't. How can you see? The thing is that how can you go wrong helping children who need. Who are sick, who need money. I mean, at the end of the day, that's probably that's the most worthy cause that anyone can aspire to or donate their time
right.
to. So,
yeah, I mean, you're absolutely right about helping kids. And I look at my six nieces and nephews, and they're perfectly healthy and just wonderful little creatures. But, you know, you just never know who cancer can hit. It can hit anyone. It's just so hard on families. And so if there's something that we can do to help with treatment, to help with finding a cure, to help with easing pain, or even, you know, like the Jimmy Fund does with their trips to spring training, just
right.
taking the kids and having them enjoy themselves for a few days, it's absolutely worth it. So
that's fantastic.
Hopefully we can raise a lot of money. That'd be great.
That'll be great. And, of course, the added bonus, too, whoever, for the people considering bidding on this date, there'll probably be some nice TV exposure as well, because imagine if Don and Jerry are aware of what's going on, they'll probably have a camera fixed in, keeping tabs on you and the gentleman winner.
Yes.
And
I'm sure
there'll be some running commentary.
There's like 22 cameras at Fenway Park, and people don't know that. You are always being watched by someone. and that's always the funny thing. That my producer would get in my ear and say, is that guy bugging you? And I'm like, huh? What are you talking about? Like, there'll be someone behind me making faces, and of course I'm not even aware of it,
right.
but they're always watching. It just cracks me up. And yes, so definitely be ready to be on TV.
I can imagine. All right, well, the last question I have, I'm convinced that Tom Karen has some kind of wild side to him. So just please tell me that at least once you've seen him strolling through the Nesson Studios with like a samurai sword in one hand and a bottle of whiskey in the other. There's got to be. Please tell me there's some wild side to him that you've seen at least once.
I think you're thinking of Brick.
Okay.
TC is a good dude. He is very into hockey. It's really, and I know he's doing the Instigator show, so it's maybe becoming more apparent to people now, but he is a huge hockey dad, too, especially. His kids play hockey, and he's always, you know, if you're talking to him off camera, it's always about his kids' hockey games. But he's a really smart guy. He's not wild, though.
Dang.
I think people would be surprised to find out the real personalities of people that are on TV. Like, people, you know, can write whatever's been written about me. It's out there.
Right.
But I'm actually really not like that at all in real life. I mean, I have 2 months off, and what am I doing? I'm in Fresno, California, painting my sister's house and babysitting kids. And that's what I love. And I did get to take a fabulous trip to Australia and New Zealand to watch my cousin at the President's Cup. And, you know, but a trip with my family was wonderful. But it's, you know, for me, I'm more of a kind of a nerdy family type, you know, stay-at-home person than this party girl that I've been portrayed as by a certain publication in Boston. But and then you look at, you know, Jerry, and we joke about it on the broadcast, but he really is a guy who just, you know, he likes to just stay in his hotel room. He loves doing the games. He'll get to the field at 1:30, 2 o'clock every day and sit and look at the empty field because no one's there yet. And, you know, that's his real personality. And Don hits the gym, like, just about every day. And he loves to eat, but he also, you know, works out. And he's just a funny, funny guy. Like, and you get to see a little bit of that in the broadcast. And they'll crack each other up, and they'll make me, I'll be sitting in the camera pit laughing hysterically. And no one around me can hear the broadcast, so they all just look at me like I'm crazy. But Don really is a funny, funny guy. And, you know, people are just, it's kind of interesting. You get to see Don and Jerry's personalities because they come out, you know, over the course of 162 games they're going to come out.
Right.
But, you know, guys like TC who's sticking to the show and Jim Rice and Dennis Eckersley and stuff. You don't always get to see their true personalities, but they're all really quality people. That was one of the great things about working at Nesson is everyone was really quality, good people. I mean, Catherine Tapp and I still talk with every now and then. She's just a sweetheart. Naoko Funayama, I absolutely adore. She is hilarious. She cracks me up. Just really good people, and that's one of the things I'll really miss about Nesson as well.
At least you'll be back here for this one opportunity, which I think is a great opportunity for people to come out and see you. And even if they don't win the date, they can certainly come out, and you'll be there at the show.
Okay? Come on out. I think it's going to be a fun night. I'm really excited to see how it turns out, and, you know, it'll just be a fun event. So, yeah, if nothing else, if you don't want to make a bid, come out, and it's only a $15 donation, and they're just asking for a $15 donation to get in the door, and you know, it's going to be fun. I'll be there. I'm more than happy to take pictures or hang out, whatever. So
that'll be phenomenal.
Come on down.